Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. And halfway across the nation, thousands of miles away, in the great state of Texas, they fear a national invasion. Not by Mexico, not by Canada, not by Al-Qaeda or ISIS or Syria, North Korea, Iran, any of the most people you think might be likely or not so likely to do a national invasion. No, Texas fears a national invasion by the country with the largest, powerful, most powerful military in the world. I'm talking, of course, about the United States. Texas fears an invasion of its sovereign territory by the United States of America. Now,
what?
The great people of Texas may not be aware, but ever since 1845, Texas has been part of the United States of America. It's only been 170 years. It may be too soon for all the Texans to be informed that, yes, they are part of the United States. The Lone Star Republic has met its end. And I understand for all those 200-year-old residents of Texas that were just 30 when the United States took over, that in the last 170 years, it might have slipped their mind to know. Look, there is a U.S. military training exercise. It's occurring in Texas and six other states, Arizona, New Mexico, and so forth. It's an eight-week exercise. It's the United States military. Texas, unless something's happened since 1845, is still territory of the United States of America. But that didn't stop residents of Texas from saying in Bastrop, Texas, signs like "No Gestapo in Bastropo." Clever. Intelligent. "Keep America free," they worried, because the U.S. military is going to train, as they do in, I believe, all 50 states in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican governor of Texas, decided to allay those concerns of a federal invasion of Texas by using the Texas State Guard to monitor the exercise. He wants to make sure that Texans know their safety, constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties will not be infringed. That's a little scary. Not the U.S. training exercise. The fact that Texas feels it has to defend itself from a U.S. military invasion. According to conspiracy theories on various websites, the U.S. has a plan to impose martial law on Texas. Or, again, it depends on the conspiracy, to return Texas and border states to Mexico. Apparently, they haven't accepted yet the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which ended the Texas-U.S.-Mexican war. Now, this would be funny if one person with a tinfoil hat suggested it was true. If two suggested it was true, you could still laugh at them. If three suggested it was true, you might want to call the police to protect yourselves from them. But for an entire state and its governor to fear federal invasion, when Texas is not Iraq, folks. Texas, again, for all you Texans out there, Texans is one of the 50 states. Really? You're actually one of the 50 states. You, Texas, have far more representation in the United States Congress than the people whom I sit with right here in the District of Columbia. People who know that the Washington, D.C. people, the people of the District of Columbia, have no voting representation in Congress. They have no senators. They have no representatives. Texas happens to be America's second largest state in population after California. So I don't think it's that Texas isn't getting representation. Instead, we have a Texas governor, in the words of a Republican state legislator, Todd Smith, the Texas governor is, quote, pandering to idiots, unquote. And I was thinking about what he said, pandering to idiots. He wrote in the letter, I'm horrified that I have to choose between the possibility that my governor actually believes this stuff and the possibility that my governor doesn't have the backbone to stand up to those who do. He wrote, I'm not sure which is worse. Which is worse? Is it worse to have a governor who actually believes that the United States of America poses a threat to Texas? Or to have a governor who doesn't have the backbone to stand up to those who believe the United States wants to invade Texas? I do think it's the latter. I don't think Greg Abbott is stupid enough to believe that. But I wonder whether pandering to idiots might just be a good new tagline for the Republican Party. Republican Party, pandering to idiots. Do Republican legislators really not believe that climate change is real? Who knows? But they're pandering to idiots. Do Republican legislators really believe that evolution is not how the Earth was created? The Earth is just 6,000 years old. The universe, the entire universe is 6,000 years old. That the sun travels around the Earth. Or do they believe that this is a legitimate question of scientific discovery and they should teach it because, after all, science says one thing, and a document written by shepherds 4,000 years ago says something else, and they should be weighed equally in the court of public opinion. Do they believe that evolution is not real, or are they just pandering to idiots? Do they believe that fracking doesn't cause earthquakes in Oklahoma, despite the fact that the Oklahoma Geological Survey, the state scientific group of Oklahoma, has said, obviously it does. You don't take a state that had two earthquakes a year and take it to having two earthquakes a day and don't think that forcing all that wastewater into the soil doesn't cause the earthquakes. Do they believe it? Or are they just pandering to idiots? Do they believe that marijuana really is likely to leave you, I don't know, with reefer madness? Do they believe that pot smokers truly pose a danger to our society, other and greater than our danger to our bags of Dorito chips? Do they really think it's more dangerous than alcohol and cigarettes? Or are they just pandering to idiots? Do they believe that Obamacare is going to destroy our nation, to destroy our health care, is going to raise our costs of health care, that giving poor people health care will make them, I don't know, more sick? Or are they just pandering to idiots? It's fascinating that a Republican chose this phrase, pandering to idiots. I think it should be the new Republican catchphrase. What do you think? 888-48-MARK, 888-6275. Here's someone who never panders to idiots, Michael from the Bronx on line 5. Hey, Michael, how about this for the new Republican tagline? You like it? I think it's a great message of Republican Party. We pander to idiots. It works for me.
Well, I take the idiots and pander to the idiots. But, you know, the thing is, Mark, is that just want to remind everybody that this is a bunch of hogwash, given that these are the same people who were so favorable and so forceful for the USA Patriot Act when Bush was in office.
Oh, that's true.
And yeah, and this pretty much has implemented. Now, even though there's no evidence whatsoever that President Obama or any of the Democrats are looking to implement martial law, so to speak, you know, the way I see it is that when they are in charge of, if they're Republican in the White House, they're always pushing the PKI and saying, like, oh, it's for everybody's safety and for everybody's freedom and blah, blah, blah. They want to pry into the personal life and the privacy and security of the average American. But then when the shoe's on the other foot, now they're all starting calling for less government, less intrusion.
And, you bring up a good point about...
Can I add one more point? Quite frankly, their idea of less government and less intrusion is really no accountability on their end. And I'm sick of their double standards.
Fair enough. Thank you for your point, Michael. I'll tell you what makes this whole thing ironic is that there is government over-intrusion in our lives. Look at the militarization of the police force. Look at, as Michael points out, the NSA spying on us. There are definitely real problems with overreach by government. Anytime government tries to tell us what religion to practice or tells people they can't marry or tries to put you in jail for smoking a non-addictive, relatively harmless substance. I didn't say harmless. I said relatively harmless compared to legal substances that we have. Yeah, there is government overreach. But the government overreach is not a United States invasion of a state that's already in our territory. You know, you don't have to conquer land that you've already got. What I think is fascinating about this conspiracy theory is the mindset. It's the mindset of some on the far right. It's the mindset of some in Texas. It's the mindset of some in the Republican Party. This paranoid mindset that fails to distinguish between legitimate fears, legitimate threats, legitimate critiques of our national government, and this all-purpose, I don't know, invasion? Gestapo? Really? What an insult. What an insult to the real victims of the Nazis. What an insult to President Obama. What an insult to our Constitution and our Republic that you would ever call U.S. troops Gestapo. They just want to train here. What an insult to our military, to the brave men and women who fight for us. We have real problems in this country. A U.S. invasion of Texas is not one of them. So why does the Republican Party consider it so important to pander to idiots? Can anyone answer that question? Toll-free number, 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
Schooling the GOP, one hand tied behind his back, the Constitution in the other. It's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. Back to the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. Apparently, Texas fears invasion from the United States, even though Texas is part of the United States and has been part of the United States for 170 years or so. But to me, the interesting thing is not that crazy people in Texas fear invasion by the United States. I've met crazy people with tinfoil hats in New York City that fear alien invasions from Jupiter. So that's not surprising. What is surprising is the governor of Texas, the Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, pandering to these idiots by setting up the Texas State National Guard to monitor the federal government, to keep watch. One of his fellow Republicans said that Greg Abbott was pandering to idiots, said he didn't know which was more scary, if Greg Abbott believed in this nonsense or was just pandering to them. I think it's pandering. I don't know which is worse, though. We have a whole party that makes a practice of pandering to idiots. I haven't even gotten to the birther nonsense yet. All these examples go on in my head. We all know the ridiculous craziness to suggest that President Obama wasn't born in Hawaii, despite his birth certificate in Hawaii, and despite the fact that it shouldn't matter if the Constitution says, which it does, that a natural-born citizen can be president, And if that means that one of your parents, who is American, which makes you American the moment you're born, means you're a natural born citizen, then you can run for president. But even if President Obama was not born in Hawaii, what about Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz was born in Canada. His birth certificate shows it. We don't even need a conspiracy. He's running for president, and the only way he can run for president is based on the fact that one, not both, one of his parents is an American citizen. But if that is the standard, then what was this fuss for Obama all about? Notwithstanding the fact that, of course, Hawaii has a clear birth certificate. Everyone in the Republican Party knew this was idiocy, but the idiots vote. And I support people's right to vote. I support even idiots' right to vote. The question is, why is the Republican Party pandering to the idiots? The answer, I think, is because they know that smart people don't vote Republican. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Let's go to Reggie in Georgia. Hey, Reggie, how are you?
How you doing, Mark? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Well, perhaps maybe actor Chuck Norris should go into his TV crime fighting on the Eagle Walker Texas Ranger and go down to Texas and kick some major massive ass. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. You know, he was one of the main ones defending this conspiracy notion. I always thought he was a little bit crazy. Chuck Norris, this is a direct quote. He warned Texans to stay vigilant. Quote, the U.S. government says it's just a training exercise, but I'm not sure the term just has any reference to reality when the government uses it.
Right.
This guy has flipped his lid.
Right, and I think people have been watching the movie War Games one too many times, or been listening to people like Alex Jones one too many times. And you want to know why people like that pander to idiots? Because of people like or such as Alex Jones and the rest of them. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Greg Abbott, for all his evil, is not stupid enough to believe this nonsense.
Right.
And so the fascinating thing to me is not that Chuck Norris is stupid enough to believe this nonsense. I've never thought that Chuck Norris was a rocket scientist.
Right.
To me, the fascinating thing is the Republican Party, which consistently, this isn't the only example. I've given 10, and I could probably think of 10 more, where the Republican Party actively panders to idiots. They claim that people are fraudulently voting right and left when there's no evidence of that. They claim Obama is, I don't know, planning to return the U.S. to Mexico. They come up with these ridiculous ideas.
Right.
And then the politicians defend them.
Right.
Why do you think they're doing it?
Well, because as I stated before, when you have radical right-wing conservative Republican radio and TV talk show hosts, shall we say, invoking fear and mistrust of the government and everybody else in between, or in betwixt and between, this is exactly what you're going to get, or influencing, or mind controlling, or even brainwashing their, shall we say, comrades, their politicians, their brethren and sisters. This is exactly what happens as a result of it. This is exactly what people get. This is exactly what we all get, right?
I suppose so. The thing is that Chuck Norris endorsed Mike Huckabee for president. Is Mike Huckabee going to distance himself from Chuck Norris? I don't think so. And Mike Huckabee knows better. And the simple fact is Republicans have to appeal to idiots because they know idiots aren't going to vote for the Democratic Party. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Join the discussion right after this.
Got a conservative who casually misquotes the Bible and the Constitution? Send him to school with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. The federal government, in what I admit is sort of a conspiratorial sounding phrase, Jade Helm 15, is doing a military training exercise in 7 states in the southwest United States. Really, really big states. Some of the biggest states: Texas, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Nevada. Probably, if you look at those 7 states, California and Texas are the 2 most populous states in the United States. And just in sheer territory, we're talking about, I don't know, a fifth of the nation, a fifth of the lower 48, probably, maybe larger. I just don't think U.S. troops are out to occupy the United States of America. And no sane person does either. So why is it that the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and even Senator Ted Cruz, who's running for president, why are they focusing on this training exercise and pretending it's anything other than a training exercise? What's going on here? Why are they pandering to idiots? If you have some ideas, I'm curious to hear them. 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Let's go to, back to Reggie in Georgia on line 5. Let him finish what he was saying. Go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, as you just stated or said there, Mark, these people are afraid of their own shadows, and if you jump up to them and jump out of the bushes and scared them and said boo, they'll jump right out of their skin, you know what I'm saying? And, why are people that stupid to believe something like this?
I don't know. I mean, the irony is there are definite real cases of government overreach that we talk about all the time, everything from NSA spying to police abuses that we talk about on the air all the time.
Right.
But I, you know, U.S. occupation of these seven states, I'm not real worried about that.
but you got, like I say, you have people like Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones ratcheting up the fear, invoking fear mongering. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose so. I just wonder, you know, these people that. So, again, I really can't blame the people that have the fears because there are craziness people everywhere. So, I mean, that insane people don't surprise me.
Right.
But politicians pandering to the idiots, you have to ask. Look, here's one thing. You shouldn't pander to idiots if it doesn't get you votes.
Right.
Right. I mean, even the whole birther controversy, eventually the Republican Party dropped it when they realized that more people thought they were idiots for pandering to these idiots than the idiots who believe this nonsense.
Do you think they'll drop this too once the people finally realize how manipulated and
I think some of this is wink, wink, nod, nod.
Right.
I think some of this is yeah. I'm validating your fears. That way you can go and own your AK-47. You can own your semi-automatic rifle. You can, you know, get your drum of bullets. You can get your 412 guns. You can sit in your bunker and you can, you know, plan for the worst. And I want your vote. And I know there are lots of people out there. And wink, wink, nod, nod. You really do have something to fear. Vote for me. I'm Greg Abbott. That's what I think it is.
Right. So you think they'll be able to play G.I. Joe and Rambo at the same time? You know what I'm saying? With all this stuff. You know, with the bunkers and the assault weapons and whatnot. Hell, why are they going to go out and get a Sherman tank while they're at it?
I don't know, but let's not advise them, Dredgy, because they might just do it.
Yeah, because they are crazy enough to do that.
Yeah. No. Again, I'm not surprised by people who are crazy. I am surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised by anything the Republican Party does, but to me, again, that's the phrase. I'm going to remember that phrase. Pandering to idiots, the phrase I read today, because I really think that describes the Republican Party better than any single phrase I've heard, and I'm going to start using that. So.
but most politicians can't be this stupid. Most of them.
No, they're not that. They're not that stupid. Exactly. They're not that stupid. They're pandering to idiots, and that's what they do.
Idiots, and once they realize it, it's going to fail, right?
You know, I don't know. I mean, look at the Koch brothers. So the Koch brothers make, how do they make their billions? They make their billions by polluting the air and the water.
Right.
By basically creating climate change, by throwing toxins in our rivers and so forth, and by paying people to be quiet, by paying Republicans to basically put ads forward that help get them elected and pander to the idiots who think that, oh, well, you know, damage to the environment is no big deal.
Right.
So I think there is a method to their madness. I think they do get paid for it. My question is, do Americans realize it? I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about it. I don't want Greg Abbott's wink and nod to only be seen by a few right-wing crazies in Texas. I want the whole country to know that this paranoia, this appeal to the idiots is not helpful. It's something that's actually quite dangerous because if you appeal enough to the idiots – then some people may think this idiocy is real.
Yeah,
and that's when we get really dangerous.
And it's unnecessary. Look what happened in Garland, Texas this past Sunday, right?
I'm not sure what happened in Garland, Texas this past Sunday. Please remind me.
You know, Pamela Geller.
Okay. I didn't remember that was Garland, Texas. Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's right.
Look what happened to that.
Yeah.
Look at what happened with that and two terrorists, you know, came. came and tried to shoot up the place, but the only people that got shot and killed were them, by the cops.
Right. Right. Well, actually, one cop got shot as well.
Well, one cop, but,
right,
you know,
but
at least he's still alive.
Right, but the point is that paranoia has consequences.
Exactly.
And there are legitimate things to be afraid of.
Right.
But when you mix the legitimate things with crazy stuff, people actually focus on legitimate things less. We just had a court decision yesterday, major court decision, saying the National Security Agency couldn't spy on hundreds of millions of us. That is a legitimate threat to our privacy.
Right.
It is the government doing it. You want to complain about big, bad government? Go ahead and complain about that. That's legitimate. That's real. The problem with that is that, well, the Bush administration set it up, and it doesn't look good for Republicans to complain about it. And So they don't. But I always fear that the people who propose conspiracy theories are mixing in real dangers with imagined ones, and in doing so, they actually lessen the public's understanding of the real dangers we have out there. So
right.
That's my fear.
Yes, it is. It's ours, too. It should be the entire world's fear, because if nobody puts a stop to them, a whole lot of lives will be, well, claimed, you know, taken unnecessarily, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, you don't want to cause people to be angry for no reason. It's very dangerous. Thank you, Greg, Reggie, for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave in Humboldt County on line one. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Mark, another good, informative show.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of what may appear to be conspiracy theory is maybe an awareness that we do indeed get conspired against. I recall back, and you do too, a dozen years ago, was it Bev Harris and Black Box Voting?
Right.
She demonstrated right before our eyes how she could go into any election and flip any number of votes and have whoever she wanted elected and demonstrated.
That's right.
So everybody must have been appalled, saying, get rid of those damn things if we want to have honest elections. So, but they didn't.
But Dave, here's my concern. With Governor Greg Abbott pretending there's some danger to Texas from U.S. invasion, real conspiracies, real dangers, like, for example, the protection of our voting system, get lost in this supposedly far more dangerous prospect of a U.S. invasion of Texas. So real conspiracies, real dangers, NSA spying was the other example I gave, and the voting system, the example you give, get lost amid what is supposedly a greater conspiracy, but actually is a simple lie. And so one of the reasons why I'm so harsh against unproven conspiracy theories is that I believe that they actually take from the real concerns we should have about the real bad things the government does, in fact, do.
You know, I think a lot of us, and I think some very intelligent people, hear your message and they think, what can I do? And I think there is that. You know, you think somehow, some way, we the people should be able to stand up if we've got a government that, you know, gets in bed with corrupt special interest and invades countries, gets us into wars for profit. That's something we the people want to do something about. Well, we stand on street corners with our sign saying, get us out of this illegal war, but they go right on doing their thing. So,
yeah, Dave, no one's going to look at your sign saying, get out of our illegal war in Iraq, when they believe that there's an illegal war in Texas going on. You see how that works? That's how it works. The Iraq war was real. The Texas war is fake, but Texas is closer to home, and so the fake trumps the real, and that makes it really dangerous for those of us that care about the real problems the government's doing.
What's been surprising to me is I've known some really intelligent, capable, good people to come out of that state of Texas, certainly in the Austin area, and there are some educated people.
Of course there are. I do not don't get anyone claiming that I am attacking the entire state of Texas. There are good and bad people everywhere. There are sane and insane people everywhere. I do think that there may be a few more of them in Texas because, well, they elected this governor who panders to idiots. But no, absolutely, there's some good Texans out there, and I just want to encourage people not to be taken in by. Here's my thought. If Greg Abbott is going to pander to idiots in a very obvious case, in the case where, you know, obviously the U.S. government isn't invading Texas, if he's going to pander to them in that case, you can't trust him for anything he says. Because the other things, how do you know in a much more obscure case where he's attacking a union or he's inviting offshore oil drilling or you pick it. If he panders to, you know, maybe he claims that abortions are doing some something. Who knows? If he's going to make up facts this blatantly about something this ridiculous, think how much more easily he will make up facts about something that's not blatant, about something that's not ridiculous. You cannot trust a word this man says, and I think this makes it all obvious.
I think you've made it let us know that a lot of this neocon faction that's got themselves in control of our government finds a real advantage in keeping us, the people, as disinformed, as stupid as they can, you know. Are easier to control.
And they pander to the idiots. And I still think that should be the latest slogan of the Republican Party. Thanks for your call, Dave. Always appreciate when you call in. Folks, if you want to join in, it's 888-488-MARK. 888-488-6275. Maybe you are a Republican. You want to defend your party. Anyone want to defend Greg Abbott? Anyone want to explain to me why Republicans tolerated the birthers? Why do Republicans pander to idiots? I'm sure there's some Democrats who pander to idiots, too. Why would any politician pander to idiots? It's not worth the votes, people. It's Mark Levine. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. The Republican Party has been accused by members of the Republican Party of pandering to idiots. Ever since Governor Greg Abbott basically said that he was going to send the Texas State Guard to monitor the United States military for conducting a seven-state operation that includes Texas, called Jade Helm 15. And I've been thinking about all the ways in which the Republican Party panders to idiots. We've got a lot of examples. Climate change deniers, well, that's one. How about those that claim that vaccines harm their youth? Remember, Rand Paul came on air, a doctor, a medical doctor, and said, well, you know, I've heard that vaccines could cause some danger. Michelle Bachmann said that. I heard they might cause autism. It's not true, folks. In fact, the real danger from vaccines is not getting them. So we got the vaccines. We got climate change. We got the USA invasion. We got the Obama birther nonsense. What other ways does the Republican Party pander to idiots? How about in claiming that that people are going around voting fraudulently? No evidence of this, of course, but there's this fear. We talked about it yesterday in Georgia, where some Georgians had the audacity to register to vote Asian Americans and African Americans, as if those citizens had a right to vote, which of course they do. But, you know, people who get people to vote, I guess, get thrown in jail. So the Republican Party is pandering to idiots for a reason. They're not doing it because they believe in the idiocy. I don't think Republicans are that stupid. They're doing it to get votes. They're doing it because they understand that the idiots are not going to vote for the Democrats. Maybe the best example is the one on the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, a.k.a. RomneyCare, right? Also known as RomneyCare, the Mitt Romney plan in Massachusetts, began this very moderate idea to allow Americans to subsidize their health insurance. But it got renamed Obamacare. And what was the big lie with Obamacare? Well, that there were death panels. Remember this? Well, I think it was Republican former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCauley of New York. There are going to be death panels. the republic, the government is going to set up these panels of doctors. You shall live, you shall die. Sounds like Darth Vader. Not true, but must be believed by someone else. Why would the Republicans say it? And then there are all the faulty scandals. Remember? The IRS scandal. The IRS is secretly or purposefully outlawing conservative nonprofit organizations. Well, first of all, the law is that you cannot form one of these nonprofit organizations if it's political. Can't do it. So what they're doing sounds pretty good to me. Also, the fact that they only gave a few warnings to some Tea Party groups, suggesting that perhaps Tea Party is political, which of course it is. And the only group that they actually did not allow to be nonprofit was a Democratic group that was formed to elect liberal women representatives. That didn't get out in the conspiracy theory because the Republicans knew that the idiots who believe this stuff would never want to hear the full truth. Then there's the granddaddy of them all, the ultimate fake scandal, Benghazi. I wonder how many Americans even know where Benghazi is. Benghazi, of course, is the second largest city in Libya. It's the place that was liberated first from Muammar Gaddafi, the place where we had a very, very brave ambassador to the United States who set up shop there in the eastern part of Libya, did so without all the protections we have at our U.S. embassies because he was trying to reach out to the people and unfortunately was brutally murdered. And somehow that was Hillary Clinton's fault. Look, there's always going to be bad things that happen. There's always going to be conspiracies. But some of them are absolutely clearly idiocy. And when you find a politician like the governor of Texas, the nation's second largest state, bowing down to that idiocy, pretending to respect something that is obviously false, it makes you wonder about his entire political belief. It makes you wonder how much else he says that is complete nonsense. It makes you wonder why other Republicans aren't condemning him. Now, there was a former Republican legislature who indeed did condemn him, and good for him. He did say that Governor Greg Abbott was pandering to idiots. So that's good. That's important. Some Republicans are realizing this. But the guy who condemned Greg Abbott, former Republican state legislator Todd Smith, that's just a former Republican state legislator. He's not governor of the nation's second largest state. Do you think other Texans, including two running for president, you think Rick Perry and Ted Cruz, are going to condemn their state's governor? Are going to suggest that maybe Texas doesn't need to monitor the United States government? That a state where poverty is rampant, where people are very low educated, where wages are near the bottom of the country, a state where they have almost no social services and people are suffering, that state maybe should spend its money on taking care of the Texans who live there rather than on monitoring the United States government? Don't hold your breath. Don't expect that Ted Cruz and Rick Perry are going to talk about this, or even another Texan, Jeb Bush. See, Jeb Bush is supposed to be the moderate. He's the one most likely to win the nomination. He's the brother of the former president. He's the man who is from, well, actually, he's from Florida, not Texas. Excuse me. George Bush is from Texas. But he's going to have to condemn something about his brother's home state. Or will all the Republicans stay silent? All the ones running for president, because they understand that pandering to idiots is essential to the Republican enterprise today. You want to comment on what I've said? Go to my website, marklevingtalk.com. Follow me on Twitter @marklevingtalk. Let me know what you thought of today's show, and I'll talk to you next week.